I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have got a friend of the show, Joe Patrick, joining us now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, man?
Well,
not much.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. What you talking about, man? We normally start off with you with the Braves, and we're talking baseball, but not this morning. Pops, we've been reading your article talking about one from the other day. Obviously, you put one out yesterday recapping the game. But before that, Joseph Martinez's absence is coach's decision, not fitness-related. Bring us up on what we need to know.
Right, exactly. It was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy how this kind of all unfolded and exploded, this kind of tension or feud or whatever you want to call it that has been existing right now between Joseph Martinez and the head coach, Gabriel Heinze. And so, Joseph Martinez started out the season, was playing games, coming back from his ACL injury. Atlanta United as a team was suffering from many injuries, and the players were talking in the media about how the training sessions have been very difficult, and, they were feeling fit, in terms of just like their fitness levels, but also, their bodies were under a lot of stress. And so Joseph went away for the Copa America. Of course, he tested positive for COVID. So even though he had the vaccine, he just had to sit out essentially and wasn't able to play. When he comes back, he's training by himself, which is never a good sign. That's always raises an eyebrow, something's up. Usually it can mean that a player is under a transfer negotiation with another team and he could be moving soon. So they're just separating from the team to make sure he doesn't get injured or anything like that. But, with Joseph, it was he had COVID. He wasn't able to play. He's coming back. It makes sense. Maybe he'd be training away just to do his own fitness work before he comes back. And so he misses the game against Nashville, where the team drew 2-2 last Thursday. And then for that game, before this last game, this most recent Thursday, Gabriel Heinze is asked about it again. Joseph Martinez still training by himself and says it's not fitness related. It's my decision, and that Joseph knows why I'm doing it. And we don't know exactly what the reason was, but we know that it's just not a good situation at all to have a player, train not just your best player, but we talk about faces of the franchise quite a bit in sports. Joseph Martinez is even more than that. He's almost the brand. This team sent out miniature statues of Joseph Martinez to season ticket holders over the offseason, and now he's being held out of training by the manager. That's clearly not going to be something that the front office wants to see either. So there's a lot of tension that gets brought up in all of this. And then, of course, Felipe Cardenas followed up with a pretty bombshell report in The Athletic stating that Joseph Martinez had told the team that this was going to be his last year in Atlanta. Or it seemed like if that wasn't the case, essentially that it was going to be, you have to get rid of one of us because this, it's this town isn't big enough for the both of us kind of situation. That's what was reported by Felipe. So it's all kind of come to a head really quickly in the last 3 days, between Thursday and when they played the game yesterday. So it's been a fascinating situation. And then, of course, after the game yesterday, we had a more development in the situation where Gabriel Heinze just comes out and says, Joseph is going to join training next week. So I don't know if he had a conversation with somebody in the front office saying, you got to play this guy or what. But, hopefully, a resolution will come to this thing. It sounded like, again, according to the article in The Athletic, that the two, and this was reported in that report, that they were not on speaking terms, which is not good. But, hopefully that has kind of resolved itself and they can, have some sort of working relationship. At least they might not like each other personally, but if they can get Joseph on the field and playing well, then, that's what you hope for.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Joe Patrick this morning. We talked Braves and Atlanta United, but Atlanta United is the one with the, you know, a sense of urgency right now because of Joseph Martinez. Joe, could this just be something, a violation of a team rule or something, and everybody just decided to keep it in-house and not talk about it? Could that be what this is?
You know, I tend to think that if that were the case, the team would be more willing to say so, or the coach would be more willing to say so. You know, we've seen something like that in the past with Ezekiel Barco, and you know, the manager at that time, Tata Martino, just came out and said he's suspended for, you know, and he said for violation of team rules or whatever he said, but he just came out and said it. And I think that would have been, you know, if something like that were to have happened, I think that would have been a totally, you know, normal procedure of the way to go about it. I tend to think, again, this is like kind of speculation by me, but I have talked to a lot of people kind of tied to the situation. And I just tend to think, again, I go back to the fitness training and that this team has been doing. This team has been losing a lot of players, by the way, to injury. That shows like how hard they've been working. A lot of these injuries have actually happened in training as well. I mean, these guys are going at it really hard. And then I see Joseph Martinez, a guy who's just come back from a very excruciating, you know, catastrophic ACL injury, who's had this long comeback. He had these infections in the surgical site. You know, all this stuff has happened. He's finally come back. I could see a guy like him being like, you know, I don't want to put myself at risk and you know, participate in all of what we're doing in training. So that's how I see it, as it's a not wanting to train the way the manager wants the team to train. And then I think the manager, and I understand this, like, wants to set a barrier saying like, okay, well, you know, you can't hold yourself higher than the team and not do things that everybody else is doing. I'm not going to treat you any differently. So maybe you should treat the player differently. I don't know. I mean, that's probably just different management styles, but that's what I tend to think that this comes down to. I don't think it's something as kind of acute as like Joseph, you know, did something wrong or something like that. I think that if that were the case, we would probably know more about that incident. I suspect that the training and what they're doing there is what this is all coming down to.
First of all, this is Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I have to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for Mr. Crenshaw. I apologize for me that I have not driven people to more of your stuff at Dirty South Soccer. So that's on me. We should point out where people can find you, whether it's, you know, on our station doing Batter Up or this. And so for that, I wanted to publicly apologize for. And if you want to read Joe's take on before and after last night's matchup, you can go there and find his work. I'm going to ask you to speculate again, because you talked about this guy being a brand, being Joseph Martinez. And when you talk about somebody at that level, on a scale of 1 to 10 or however you want to put it, who comes out ahead here, the player or the coach? Getting their way as far as how they want to go about doing things.
That's where this gets really fascinating. And, you know, personally, I think that the player does. The player has more influence in this town, in the club. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's just more. He has more leverage, essentially, again, because of everything that we've talked about with him being the brand of this team, than the coach does at this point. But here's the thing. If you do, like, let's say you're the front office and you actually think that the player is in the right here, and you kind of would take his side, and if it is a situation where it's, you know, this town isn't big enough for the both of us, so you have to do something. So let's say that you do, let's just hypothetically say you were to say, okay, let's find a new coach then. Well, then when you go out to hire a new coach, you have to explain the reason that they're hiring you is because there was a disagreement with the coach and the previous coach and the player, and you're siding with the player. That's why you want this new coach to take over. So what's that new coach going to think when he's like, wait, what if, you know, something happens with me and, you know, then I'm going to be hung out to dry too, you know? So it's kind of a catch-22 in that respect. And there's not really a positive out of this, unless you can just kind of get them to amicably get over it and keep both of them, you know, in tow, at least for the rest of the season. And then maybe you can figure something out after that. But, you know, that's why it's such kind of a perilous situation for the club here, because even if the player is right and you agree with that, that's still not really a good outcome for your club when it comes to like trying to figure out what are the next steps in terms of, getting in a manager. So it's really tough. Yeah.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Joe Patrick. He is social. He is on Twitter at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. Let's talk some Braves here while we got you here. Welcome to the A-Town, Jock Peterson. Talk about what happened last night. You insert him in the starting lineup. You put him at the top of the batting order. And we changed this batting order, and I like it. Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it clearly worked out well, and that was kind of, that was a great way to ease over what happened the night before. And if you think about it, you know, the Braves could very well have beaten the Rays twice in a row here. They shouldn't have lost that game on Friday to open the series. So against a very good team. And so, you know, that's an impressive way to start out, you know, this kind of post all-star break stretch. And exactly what you'd want to see from the player that you just brought in Jock Peterson. I thought that the trade itself was pretty clever in the way that they kind of structured it, or just scheduled it, I should say, in terms of getting him in now, seeing what he can provide you, because you have this big hole in the outfield. And then, you know, if the Braves make a run and Jock Peterson, you know, kind of a spark plug for this team, and maybe he can take advantage of the short porch out there in right field with his left-handed hitting profile, then maybe you got something. Maybe you go out and trade for more at the trade deadline. Maybe you try to go and bolster the bullpen and try to make a run. But if not, if things, you know, again, you are facing a tough schedule here over these next couple weeks, and if things go sideways, then you could still, you know, trade away Jock Peterson. He still has trade value, even though the Braves just acquired him. And the Braves have other pieces they could trade for value as well. But I think that you have to be really happy with, you know, what you've seen these past couple nights. And again, credit to Max Fried for going out there. Obviously, the three hits was pretty impressive for him. And Jock Peterson was like, man, I got to step it up if the pitcher is getting hits like this. I got to, you know.
We were going to ask you about that. Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jacob DeGrom, aside, Max Fried is the guy you put, this dude can rake. Next to him, when you talk about him, especially after these last two, his last couple times at the plate, you know, the game winning hit and then what he did yesterday. And again, this guy is, well, how do you describe him right now? What are we looking at when we look at Max Fried?
I mean, he really reminds me at the plate of Tom Glavine, and maybe even a better hitter than Tom Glavine was, which is impressive, especially in this era where you just don't see pitchers hitting in the same way that we saw pitchers hit, you know, when. Back in the 90s and 80s and things like that, when they were more kind of not all-around players, but, you know, they probably were more invested in doing batting training than they are now. You know, they're such specialists now, these pitchers. And so that's why I think it's really fun to see. I would have more fun watching a DH, but you know, it is really fun for fans to get to see that. And, you know, Jock Peterson was, like, jokingly referred comparing him to Shohei Ohtani yesterday, which was pretty funny. Obviously he doesn't have that kind of power, but you know, you see he's an athlete. He can handle that bat. And so it's always fun to see a pitcher nowadays be able to do something like that.
Joe, of course, the Braves are watching what's happening with the Padres. It's coming up next. We're also watching what happened with the Padres last night. Your thoughts on what happened up in DC. And, you know, I guess it's something we have to kind of keep our guard up for, but thoughts about having something happen outside of ballpark.
Yeah, that was scary scenes. I was kind of watching that unfold on social media last night. I mean, credit to Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado reportedly both opening up the Padres dugout for people who were, like, trying to get in there to, like, take some cover, because I can only imagine how scary that situation would have been when you don't know what's happening. It's actually a lot kind of easier to like, judge it from afar on social media and be like, well, they're saying that this is happening outside the stadium, so these people are panicking for no reason. But, like, you don't know that if you're in the stadium. So just a very scary situation. And, you know, I think you could say it's, like, sign of the times or whatever. But, you know, you just, aside from all those kind of sweeping takeaways, you just kind of hope that, you know, people aren't, you know, shy to go to the ballpark now. That's the thing that, you know, kind of gets me down. Maybe something like that happens and then somebody doesn't want to go back to the baseball field and take their kids out there and to watch these guys. So I hope that doesn't happen. I just hope that everybody can kind of get out of this thing safely and feeling like they're ready to watch some baseball again.
Joe, listen, man, enjoy the rest of your day. We can't thank you enough for coming on here. It's Dirty South Soccer if you want to read Joe and what he's writing about Atlanta United. Of course, you can hear him here regularly on 92.9 The Game. Listen, before we let you go, you haven't had a chance to publicly give your thoughts quickly on what happened or what you saw with that All-Star game. Whether it's the game or the uniforms, the floor is yours.
The only thing I'll remember from that was that Vladimir Guerrero home run, man. That was insane. That was crazy. That was just absolutely launched. It was fun to see.
All right, man. Listen, appreciate it, Joe. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your weekend.
All right, thanks, Joe. You guys too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.